I want to turn to the fact that you are in this country now to talk yes. about the film. You have not been allowed in this country for nearly a decade because of lyrics that you wrote when you were younger.
Yeah.
What's changed? Why have you been allowed in?
Well, I wrote the lyrics and I sang them and I took responsibility.
These were homophobic lyrics. These were lyrics suggesting that gay people should be fought, should be beaten. I mean, do you regret those lyrics?
Certainly we grow and we transform. I've always mentioned that I'm a product of very many second chances. And I want to be known for a leader that is respectful, inclusive for everybody. Of course, this is now the same thing that I am tussling out with General Museveni, who deliberately sponsored now the law that...
The anti-homosexual bill, exactly. one of the strongest bills that gives some gay people potentially the death penalty.
Definitely. And I also want to mention that this law, General Museveni did not bring it in the interest of the people of Uganda, but it was brought to target the opposition, including myself, knowing that he can use it to crack down on anybody that is perceived to be friendly to that community. So...
But let me just ask you about this. Your party, the National Union Platform, voted in favour of the law in its entirety.
Sure, sure. But in my party, I have members of parliament that are working with General Museveni.
What's your view of this anti-homosexual law? You say it was introduced to get at you, to get at the opposition. Mm-hmm. But do you support it or do you oppose it?
It was brought targeting the opposition. And that means that anything that I say about that law puts not only me, but even my loved ones in harm's way. That's why.
So that's why you refrain from taking a position. So even if I were to ask you, if you did become president, would you repeal that law? Again, you would not answer.
Yeah, I would be very cautious because I know that it was largely targeting us as the opposition, mainly myself.